Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Hey, welcome to the program. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I am proud to tell you that this program will be coming to those of you down in my hometown of Tampa, Florida, and the Sarasota area. AM 860, The Answer, and AM 930, The Answer, down in Sarasota. 860 being up in the Hillsborough County, Pinellas area, covering those two huge counties. Parts of Pasco, parts of Polk County, all of Hillsborough, and all of Pinellas County. You're going to be joining this program on Monday, beginning Monday, August 3rd. Thrilled to have you there. And also Sarasota, Florida, down there in Manatee and Sarasota counties, all the way down to Northport. So a large swath of that west central Florida coast. Beautiful down there, my hometown. Looking forward to that. A pleasure to have you with us. I know a lot of you are listening to the program right now on podcast. You'll be able to pick up the show live. We'll have more information when the program will be running and all that good fun stuff. But that's always cool. Abilene, Texas, you're coming up soon. More growth coming, and we couldn't do it without you. Let me go right to a quote. I got this. A number of people sent me this. I don't know why. It was very coincidental, but I'm always talking about on the broadcast the revision of history and how revising history is the goal of the left. We were just discussing it yesterday. Wipe out the history. And a number of you sent me this quote, kind of uncanny, from Karl Marx. If you can cut the people off from their history, then they can be easily persuaded. So those of you who sent that, thank you very much. You know who you are. I have gone in the little time that I've had to research that, and I cannot find anywhere that disproves that that quote came from Karl Marx. So maybe, excuse me, if anybody knows any different, by all means, tweet me at AARMark or email me. Reach out to me by email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I have yet to find anything that says that's not true, but that's interesting. If you can cut the people off from their history, then they can be easily persuaded. It would certainly fit the junior tyrant Marxist wannabe in the White House, wouldn't it? Let me go over to something John Kerry said back in January of this year. He said, we have to keep our heads. The biggest error we could make would be to blame Muslims for crimes that their faith utterly rejects. Think about that. We have to keep our heads, Kerry said. The biggest error we could make would be to blame Muslims for crimes. What does that have to do with guns? I know you're screaming. I just, there's a few people out there screaming. Here he goes again. He's getting off the beaten path. He ain't talking about guns. Oh, you naysayer, you. Let's change his wording to be, we have to keep our heads, Kerry said. The biggest error we could make would be to blame all gun owners for crimes. Funny how when it comes to protecting Muslims from the actions of a few terrorists, they are quick to jump on that. But when it's a white male, lunatic, psychopath, mentally unstable with an illegally obtained handgun who shoots people in a theater, and then they make the correlation that he's conservative. And they blame all gun owners for those crimes. Barack Obama will do that momentarily. Trust me. Of course, when he gets back from his trip home to Kenya. I said that, yeah. But that's what they're calling it. You know, ancestral home, of course. So let's go here, shall we? Let's go here. You see, because here we go again. Unlike the hateful media, the biased mainstream media, who uses the phrase, here we go again, to mention another shooting, I'm going to use it to describe the hysterical reporting from that mainstream lying press who wouldn't know how to report the truth anymore and would no longer know how or what the word objective means. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like lying politicians, right? Who pander to whatever group they are talking to on any given day. Hillary Clinton comes to mind. Hi, how y'all doing? 2 hours later, a plane lands. Hi, how you doing? The media in this country simply can't report the truth about the right to keep and bear arms any more than they can spell that word objective. So here we go again. another lunatic, a criminal, who couldn't pass one of the Brady campaign vaunted background checks that Shannon Watts is out there screaming for, along with Moms Demand Action. A man who was denied a concealed carry permit by his Alabama County Sheriff. And a man who was known to be mentally ill and unstable to the authorities in his area. This individual goes bonkers and unloads a handgun where? Repeat after me. Another gun-free zone. An advertised gun-free zone at that. Most of them are. Then he kills himself. But wait a minute. He kills himself when? When did he kill himself? He killed himself when he was confronted by what? Can you repeat after me again? He killed himself when he was confronted by, and repeat after me, other people with guns. Tends to happen, doesn't it? You see, I submit to you, because the lying mainstream propaganda machine calling themselves the press never will, that if someone in that gun-free theater had a gun in violation of that deadly policy, he would have offed himself sooner had he been confronted. In fact, I would submit to you that he might not have even gone there to begin with had the theater not loudly proclaimed itself to be a gun-free zone. Take a listen to this from the Grand Theater Company website. Our theater prohibits possession of firearms or weapons of any kind, whether openly or concealed, with or without a permit. That's their policy, direct from their website. Go look it up. Our theater prohibits possession of firearms or weapons of any kind, whether openly or concealed, with or without a permit. How's that gun-free zone working out for you again, Shannon Watts, and all of you hateful gun grabbers? How's it working out for you again? Another gun-free zone, another murder. Three, two. We don't count that scumbag. He offed himself good for Louisiana, Alabama, and the rest of the country. He's another dead lunatic. Here are the takeaways from this. These are the absolute takeaways. Like all other mass shootings, it was committed where? In a gun-free zone. We can take that away. That's a fact. Number two, the mainstream media is calling for what? More gun control, because they're too stupid and blinded by their progressive, liberal, hateful, America-hating, freedom-hating ideology to even consider the fact that advertised gun-free zones are, in fact, murder-killing zones. It's amazing to me. You'll hear the media say from time to time that the very definition of insanity is continuing to repeat the same actions over and over and expecting a different result. But they never use those examples when talking about the insanity known as gun-free zones. But you are figuring it out. America is figuring it out. So number one, here's some of the takeaways. What was the first one? Like all other mass shootings, what? It was committed where? In a gun-free zone. Of course it was. Because there's no such thing as a gun-free zone. Criminals decide what is gun-free and what is not gun-free. Number two, the mainstream media calling for more gun control because they're what? Too stupid. Or they're just lying. I'll let you make that decision. To consider the fact that advertised gun-free zones are in fact murder-killing zones. Number three, Obama will capitalize on this tragedy, exploit it for everything he can squeeze out of it, every drop of blood he can get out of it, he will use to threaten more gun control. You can count on it. And number four, it will happen again until America wakes up and eliminates all gun-free killing zones. Those four things you can take away from this. I can promise you that. Take a listen to what some in the gun control crowd. This is the hateful leftist. Have you ever heard of Luke O'Neill? He's a writer for Slate, left-wing hate site, Mediaite, left-wing hate site, and the Boston Globe. Take a listen to what he said about gun owners on his tweets. 12, 13, 14 hours ago, yesterday, whenever it was. Murder aside, how corny is shooting a gun as a hobby? Pew, pew, I'm a strong army man shooting Hitlers and Bigfoots. Pew. Then he follows that up with, there's no such thing as a responsible gun owner. If you have a gun and don't murder people with it, you're using it wrong. And number three, he tweets, if you own a gun in America, you're complicit in countless murders, and I hope you get shot and die. This is Luke O'Neill. Look him up. He deleted the tweets because he's a coward when he got called out. But they live on in screen grabs. Another dopey liberal. But I own a gun and I'm not a murderer, as literally some of my best friends are black. This is Luke O'Neill, tolerant liberal. We'll be back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
We have to keep our heads. Yeah, the biggest error we could make would be to blame all Muslims. Yeah, we have to keep our heads. The biggest error we could make would be to blame all gun owners. Funny how the tolerant left is only tolerant when you agree with them and their position. Isn't that true? What a joke. What a joke. Fortunately, mainstream America is on to this lunacy known as progressive liberalism and the lies coming out of the Obama camp. You know, I said he was going to say something. It wasn't going to be long before we heard from Barack Obama, the gun hater in chief, right? The charlatan in the White House. Never waste a good crisis. NBC News is reporting, as is most of the gun hating mainstream leftist progressive freedom hating media. I like NBC's headline. They don't mince words. Obama on gun control. I'm frustrated by lack of common sense laws. Common sense laws. Lack of common sense laws. Well, this was, he actually gave this interview to the BBC, about 11 hours before the lunatic who wouldn't have passed any of their gun control measures killed two people in the theater. Common sense. I guess common sense means we need to make it more illegal to these boneheads. He told the BBC that, he says, and I quote, "This is an area, gun control, where I feel that I've been most frustrated and most stymied." Let me break that down for you. Yeah, that's because it's written into the Constitution and he can't get around it. Stymied. That's right. Let's break that down. He's stymied because it's written into the Constitution. To him, that's what has him stymied. What else could he possibly be referring to there? That's an area where I feel that I've been most frustrated and most stymied. He continues, "It is the fact," so you know this is a lie, "that the United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws." Hold on, I need a napkin. We have destroyed this myth on this program for years. John Lott has been on this program and given you the facts. The one advanced nation on earth. Yeah, we're the one advanced nation on earth. Even in the face of repeated mass killings. I wonder if he's talking about his hometown last weekend, where two and three people are shot about, every 18 minutes in Chicago. The thousands of deaths he referred to, most of them come from Chicago, right in his backyard. But you don't hear about that. And you know something else? Let's go here. Let's get provocative. It didn't take the media long to notify you that the psychopath killer in the theater in Louisiana was a middle-aged white male, did it? Didn't take them long for that. That's what the media wants it to be. Because they're going to talk about this and create the narrative for days and days on end. And beat it into the ground until they decide to change the narrative and move on to something else. On race relations, in this same column, it was interesting what he told the BBC. Obama said he was encouraged by America's growing diversity. Do you know what that means? Illegal immigrants who will vote Democrat. That's what that means. Quoting him, "It's becoming more tolerant as a consequence." I mean, this stuff's laughable. It's hard to look at this stuff with a straight face. "There's more interactions between groups." Yeah, there sure is, pal. There sure is, ever since you've been in office. Race relations are great in this country, aren't they? And he goes on to say, "There are going to be tensions that arise. But if you look at my daughter's generation, they have an attitude about race that's entirely different than even my generation." Not sure what he's talking about there. But he said the issue had been a, quote, "a running thread and a fault line in American life and American politics." since its founding. So Barack Obama has made it very, very clear to you that he is going to continue to work on gun control. Let me quote him again. These quotes are very important for you. You must understand these. If you look at the number of Americans killed since 9/11 by terrorism, it's less than 100. And by the way, most of those less than 100 have come on his watch in this country. If you look at the number been killed by gun violence, it's in the tens of thousands. Thousands of them in his hometown in Chicago, you know, gang violence and all that. He says, and for us not to be able to resolve that issue has been something that is distressing, but it is not something that I intend to stop working on in the remaining 18 months. Now that's on the heels of the Social Security Administration. Is that how Barack Obama's going to work on it? As he famously said several years ago at the end of his first term, when he frustrated all the gun ban groups because he seemingly wasn't doing anything, and they marched into the White House and said, "We want to know what you're going to do about banning guns." And he said, "Shh, we're working on it. Shh, we have to do it under the radar. Shh, we don't want anybody to know. We're just going to screw them out of their constitutional rights, and they won't know what hit them. Shh." And all the gun ban groups went, "Oh, okay, we get it now. He really is on our side. Shh, we know what he means." We know what he means. But it's not something that I intend to stop working on in the remaining 18 months. The remaining 18 months of this administration are going to be extremely dangerous when it comes to our individual liberties, when it comes to massive government regulation. Trust me, this Marxist Muslim sympathizer is going to pour it on like it was syrup on a homemade pancake. And he's going to do most of it under the radar so you can't see it. So it slaps you in your face when you least expect it. Kind of like the Social Security scam and gun control. Let's just add 5 more million. Let's create a prohibited category out of thin air. And let's prohibit another 5 million. There's a chunk of citizens we can go after right there. And we'll frame it in a way that most Americans, it'll be palatable. "Well, you don't want crazies having guns. These people can't even take care of their own affairs. Let's take their guns. They're nuts." When in reality, he's talking about your dad. A.W.R. Hawkins, the great A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart.com, will share a segment with you and I next on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Always a great program when we've got AWR. It's AWR Hawkins Day here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Let me take this quick opportunity to direct you over to USCCA On Air. USCCA On Air. You've got until the end of this month, 7 more days, to simply activate a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can be one of 10 $5,000 winners. Do the math. That's $50,000 for all you liberals out there that don't have a calculator. Of ammo. $50,000 ammo giveaway. 10 of you will win a $5,000 check for the ammo of whatever brand, whatever caliber you want. And guess what? If you don't want to spend it on ammo, it's a $5,000 check. Have at it. USCCA On Air. It's a no-brainer. Let's go directly over to Breitbart's AWR Hawkins. AWR Hawkins, love having you on the program, my friend. There's never a shortage of anything to talk about with you every single day. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Okay, let's go to the theater. Shooting in Louisiana, the left, predictably. Capitalizing on tragedy, yet again, go ahead and take it away. Your piece, Shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana Theater, leaves 2 victims and gunmen dead. Up there on Breitbart right now. Talk to us.
Right. No, that's exactly right. But, you know, here, let's talk. Let's be honest. Like anyone should do before they start reacting to this, you're going to feel for the loss. You don't need to read to feel for the loss. But you read the policies of grand theaters. What are the corporate policies? That was my first thought when this happened. So I dug around on their corporate policies. Their corporate policies are that you are banned from having a gun in grand theaters. Not simply banned from having a gun, but they go out of their way to say, even if you have a permit You're banned. So basically, this is a ban on having a firearm for self-defense. This is 100% gun control. Yet, you have Shannon Watts and others pushing gun control in reaction to this crime. And again, it's just, I know this sounds redundant, but think about it. It is a crime that took place in a theater that had 100% gun control. There's no, you can't have more gun control than an all-out ban. That's what they had, and it doesn't mean anything to a criminal or to a individual with criminal intent. I'll put it that way.
AWR, well said, as only you can do, to phrase it the way you did. I mentioned in the first segment, the opening segment of this program, and I'll quote it right now because you just brought it up again. This is the Grand Theater's policy from their website. I did the same thing you did. Quoting, our theater prohibits possession of firearms or weapons of any kind, whether openly or concealed, with or without a permit. You are correct. You cannot get any more gun ban than that. Stay the hell out. We don't want you in here. You are not welcome. You are prohibited. Law-abiding citizens with guns, that's what that means when it says with or without a permit, are prohibited from our property.
And I'm not asking your people to do this. I'm really not, and so maybe I shouldn't even say it. But, like, I am going to say it because I'm not talking about theaters per se. But anytime I go to a business and I see that sign, I try to find a business that doesn't have that sign because I know if I leave my gun in the car and go in that business that has the no guns allowed sign on the door, I am at the mercy of the first criminal who fails to adhere to that sign. And it's inevitable that one will because they sense weakness. The sign is weakness advertised. And so I always try to be sure, whether it's a restaurant, a gas station, whatever, when I go somewhere where I can have my Glock in my pocket, on my hip, in the open, whatever, without somebody tapping me on the shoulder to say that's not allowed. That's just how I conduct myself because I do not want to be the man in row 13 wondering if the guy next to me has an evil plan and here I sit unarmed with my family or my friends and we can't fight back. I do not want to be that guy, and I hurt for the people that were in that position last night.
You know, I'll go a step farther with you, and you can say that here on Armed American Radio. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Let's talk openly. At the end of every hour on Armed American Radio, and I started it 6 years ago, AWR, it just kind of came out one day. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Over the last few weeks, I've taken it to the next level, and that is never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I'll let listeners read into that whatever they want to read into that. It's plain English. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Now, in the state of Georgia, that sign, and they're rare, they're out there, but they're rare, carries no weight of law, AWR Hawkins, no weight of law. If I'm going to go to a theater, I can walk right past that sign. Doesn't mean a hill of beans to me. And quite frankly, every theater company out there predominantly has that corporate policy. Although I don't see the sign, it may be their corporate policy. I walk right past it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, no, I'm all for that. I think just as a theater, well, I don't think a theater should be able to curtail your right to speech, or, you know, and I think it's allowable to tell you to be quiet while the movie's playing. But, you know, when you talk about your means of defending your life and property, that life, which is your chief property, John Locke would argue, that life is with you at all times, so it always needs a defense. What we have to do somehow, we have to get it in the heads of these corporations, and I'm not anti-corporation. The way I worded that may have sounded that way. I'm not pro-capitalist. I'm pro-corporation. Corporations are constituted by people. I'm pro-people. But what we have to teach these companies somehow is this. If you disarm me at your door, then you are liable for my safety every second that I'm inside the parameter of your business, and my life is worth a lot. The life of my family is worth a lot, and you will pay if something happens to me while I am disarmed by your mandate while I'm in your business. Somehow, we've got to get that through to people. I believe that's the only way this will change.
I agree with you. I think you're absolutely correct. I think we are coming to a watershed moment. And what I mean by that is clear-thinking Americans, AWR, understand the gun-free zone to be exactly what it is, a lie and a murder zone. It's a killing zone. It's a killing field. And after Chattanooga, with the military and the scream, the outrage that gun-free and military in the same sentence, these words don't even belong together. They don't go together in the same sentence. Americans are seeing that, I believe. And now we see yet again one of the first things publicized. And I, you know, even the media, the mainstream press, a number of them have publicized it. So I have to give some credit where it's due, even though I hate the mainstream press, are publicizing the fact, and the word is getting out, that this theater was a gun-free zone, again, on the heels of Chattanooga. Are we at a watershed moment? Could the tide be turning in our favor as far as finally eradicating these killing fields?
I believe we are. I believe a lot of things have happened, including things that weren't in a gun-free zone, that are helping to turn the tide. But I believe Americans of all stripes, apart from the super hard left like Obama, but other Americans, even that are Democrats, have a soft place for the military. They understand the sacrifice of their, even if they don't understand the sacrifice of the young men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan, even if they ignore that, they understand the sacrifice of their uncles and their grandpas and their fathers in World War II and in Korea and in Vietnam. And there is a soft, tender spot for the military. When you see them shot up, unable to defend themselves in Chattanooga, there's outrage. And it's palpable, and it should be. And it's growing. And I believe that with the news of, well, people now, they start thinking, well, you know what, thinking about it, those people in Charleston weren't allowed to be armed. You know, thinking right. about it, those kids in Sandy Hook, their teachers weren't allowed to defend themselves. You know, thinking about it, those people at the D.C. Navy Yard could, you know what, those guys at Fort Hood couldn't defend. And it starts to click. And I believe it's almost like a tax they pass in 2015 that they make retroactive. We have to start paying it based on 2007 income till now. I believe all these events are lining up in the minds of the American people, and the momentum you're talking about is building. I really do believe that. And it's going to come down to good coverage, which I know you provide. I try to provide with my pen.
I need you to stop right there. We're getting ready to take a break. AWR Hawkins, hold on to the phone. We'll be right back.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, thanks for sticking around with us. I appreciate it very much. This show is growing like a weed because of you. Won't be long. We'll be as big as the Monster Sunday program. And the guest lineup on the program just keeps getting better and better and better. Colonel Alan West, Ann Coulter. Now we're talking with Breitbart's great AWR Hawkins. AWR, I want to thank you for sticking with me through the break. I hate to have to cut you off like that and then have to say goodbye to you. So I wanted to bring you back, let you finish your thought, and tell people where they can find you and where they can read everything that you put out.
Well, they can find me on Breitbart.com or on Twitter at AWR Hawkins. But my thought was pretty much finished. My thought is that I believe things are lining up, as you say. And I even believe this, and I think this is important. Some things that didn't happen in gun-free zones have rattled people. And this may seem weird or abstract, but I believe Catherine Steinle's murder in San Francisco has rattled people in this way, that they realize, you know, this going forward and acting like everything's going to be all right, that we can keep disarming ourselves and letting criminals walk among us and everything's going to be all right. People are starting to understand, guess what? Everything's not going to be all right. And if I'm going to be safe, ultimately, it's going to come down to what I've got in my hand when that moment comes. And I believe all of these things together, key, of course, is the stupidity of a gun-free zone, but all of these things together are taking the conversation in a direction that we needed to go. And the GOP right now, they've failed a lot in the past, and I don't want to be too hard on them because on guns they've been strong, but the GOP at the federal level seems poised to take the kind of action we need. We've got a few guys in there who are diehard in their pro-gun convictions, and that's all we need is for a few of them to band together, ride the momentum. So, you know, I would encourage everyone to call their senators and representatives right now. Say, look, the problem wasn't the gun in the criminal's hand. The problem was that law-abiding citizens were disarmed. There's our problem. Let's do away with that.
Well said, my friend. Now I'll let you get back to work and keep writing on Breitbart so we can continue to read all the great work that you put out. At Breitbart.com, you betcha, at AWR Hawkins. Thank you, AWR. We appreciate you being here and taking time out of your very busy schedule. You can catch AWR on Twitter at AWR Hawkins. You can read everything he writes at Breitbart.com. Very powerful stuff, and he gets it, and he's right. I believe, like he does, that we are at a watershed moment. That momentum has shifted in our favor as far as the gun-free zones are concerned. And I have a sneaky feeling that the Shannon Watts and the Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, by the way, Michael Bloomberg, the Brady campaign, and the rest of them are going to see a final result that they didn't expect. And that is because Americans do not have an appetite for gun control. Every single poll shows it. Now, what President Obama, the charlatan-in-chief, decides to do with his pen in violation of the Constitution and its Second Amendment remains to be seen. But we know he has threatened action. And again, it remains to be seen what he intends to do. But when it comes to guns, the American people have stood up and said no. Now they have, you keep this again is the power of the press. They direct the narrative. Everybody hears what Shannon Watts says because the media gives her the megaphone. We read what Bloomberg says. We see the anti-gun press. Then we go back and we hear statements from John Kerry and many others. I wish I could remember the name of the female senator yesterday who made the comment just yesterday. And I'll try to find it. I looked for it feverishly today before I went on the air and ran out of time. But who made the comment very similar to John Kerry regarding Chattanooga. We just need to calm down. Let's not blame all Muslims for the actions of one terrorist. I would love to find that and then go back and give you her record on voting for gun control. She's a Democrat. I can tell you what it is. It's 100%. Vote the party line. I can tell you that right now. It's the Democrat Party is the party of gun control, and they will vote to toe the Democrat Party line. It's that simple. But let's not condemn them. And John Kerry in January, we have to keep our heads, he said. The biggest error we could make would be to blame Muslims. Yet they have no problem. This is the hypocrisy. No problem blaming you for the actions of a psychopath who was denied a concealed carry permit, so the law worked, obtained his guns illegally because he couldn't get them from background checks because the background checks that we currently have in place worked, system worked, and went into a gun-free zone because he violated the law. And the gun-free zone, quite frankly, did exactly what it was supposed to do. It did exactly as it was supposed to do. Disarm law-abiding citizens. Law-abiding citizens pay attention to the rules. I don't know what Louisiana's law is. We're going to talk about this on Sunday in greater detail with our guest lineup on the Monster program on Sunday evening with you. I don't know if it's a violation of Louisiana law. I just haven't had time to look into that yet, to ignore that sign. It is not where I sit. In some states, it is. It is in Tennessee, for example. It is a violation of the law to ignore that sign. You can be charged with a crime. Here in the state of Georgia, you cannot be. Oregon, I don't know whether it carries the weight of law. Idaho, I don't know. Minnesota. But we can go. We'll check that out. I just don't have the information off the top of my head. It's neither here nor there. The facts are the facts. That gun-free zone did exactly what it was supposed to do. It kept law-abiding citizens from having their guns. That's what it's supposed to do. Criminals don't pay attention to the law. And we got exactly what we expected from yet another gun-free zone. And I am going to tell you, I'll go back to my opening comments, got some notes on it. What did I say? There are four takeaways from what happened in Louisiana. Like all other mass shootings, it was committed in a gun-free zone. Number two, the mainstream press is calling for more gun control because they're too stupid or blinded or both. And or blinded by their progressive liberal ideology, their gun-hating America, freedom-hating ideology, to even consider the fact that advertised gun-free zones are in fact killing zones. Number three, I think I said Obama would threaten more gun control. He threatened more gun control 11 hours prior to even finding out. He was briefed on his flight home to Kenya. I say that because that the Kenyans are welcoming him home, see? Number four, it will happen again. And it is going to happen again. And it will happen in another gun-free zone. But there are signs of encouragement, as AWR and I were just talking about. America's on to this. Clear-thinking individuals have been for a long time. You know. I know. And you know, I'd be willing to bet there's a number of members of the mainstream media who also know, but don't feel real safe talking about it. And then I'll close out with you today, as we close this week of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, reminding you, as I remind you every single week, to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. And we're taking it a step farther now. And we'll close out every show with it. Never, ever let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Don't. Gun-free zones kill people. It's evident. The facts are on our side. You are on the right side of history. They are not. The Second Amendment reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I'll see you on Sunday. Armed American Radio's monster program. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll see you this weekend.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung, ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.